As we just heard, the Senate votes came on Super Tuesday. 10 states are choosing more than 1,150 delegates to the Democratic convention. Among the states voting today are California, New York, Ohio, and Georgia. A sweep of those states by John Kerry would all but end the contest for the nomination. Joining us now is NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. And Mara, John Kerry couldn't numerically clinch the nomination tonight, but just about everything but.
That's right, just about everything, but he'll have to wait a little longer to be mathematically invulnerable. But if it is a big night for Kerry, and of course the polls begin closing soon and we'll see some early calls tonight, it could be a shutout for him. And most Democratic leaders and political analysts outside of the Edwards campaign feel it also could be the last stand for John Edwards.
Well, if that's the case, if there is this sweep that's predicted, would you expect to see John Edwards pull out of the race anytime soon?
Well, that's the question of the hour. I would say that most Democratic analysts say that, yes, they would expect that. But that's not what John Edwards himself says. He has been saying he's going to stay in, certainly through next week, which is called Southern Tuesday. A lot of states from his own home turf, Texas, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, vote. In a sign of his own optimism, he's said that he's going to leave tonight and go right to Texas to start campaigning. That's either a sign of optimism or a sign of wishful thinking. But I do think that he's going to have to ask himself some very serious questions. If he doesn't win anywhere tonight, he's going to be under pressure to pull out. He's not going to have the money to campaign in another multi-state primary. And a lot of Democrats are going to say, look, you have been the talent of this race. You are young. You have an incredible future. You could be on the ticket as the vice president. You should pull out now if you haven't won anything else.
Now, 2 weeks ago, John Edwards had a surprisingly strong second place finish in Wisconsin. What's happened in those 2 weeks since then?
Well, that's a really interesting question. I think what you had happen is there were too many states for him to work that magic again. He didn't have the money to run the kind of wholesale television campaign that John Kerry did. And also he became a victim of the accelerated schedule. It's very front-loaded, lots of states at once. He says often that he wished he had had the time, like he did in Iowa or South Carolina or Wisconsin, where he could campaign very intensively one-on-one, but he hasn't. He can't go to all those states at once. He has focused on Georgia and Ohio, where he hoped his populist message could work. But in the last 2 weeks, we haven't seen the signs that we saw in Iowa, in South Carolina and Wisconsin for John Edwards. In other words, the signs of that surge that he had before are missing. The crowds, the endorsements, the newspaper endorsements, and the polls, they just haven't been there.
And how's he doing with money?
Well, he has a lot less money than John Kerry. That's a problem when you have to run on television in a lot of places at once. Don't forget, he early on in the race raised a tremendous amount of money, mostly from trial lawyers. But, you know, winning begets more money, and that's a problem for him. He's only won one state so far, his native state of South Carolina.
We haven't mentioned two other candidates in the running tonight, Reverend Al Sharpton, his home state of New York, and Congressman Dennis Kucinich, home state of Ohio. What's happening with their campaigns?
Well, very little, I think. I think that they have no reason to pull out. In other words, there are no stakes for them. As long as there are debates and they have the money for a plane ticket, they can come to them, although I don't know if John Kerry is going to agree to any debates with Dennis Kucinich and Al Sharpton if, in fact, John Edwards does pull out. And don't forget that after March 9th, after that Southern primary, Southern Tuesday, Texas, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, 70% of the delegates are going to be awarded. And at that moment, it might become mathematically impossible for anybody to overtake John Kerry. So then you could really say that he has it sewed up. But I don't think that you have to worry too much about the other two candidates, Sharpton and Kucinich.
Okay. Thank you, Mara.
Thank you.
NPR's Mara Liasson.